Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're backstage live at Stagecoach. I'm going to apologize. I don't know. There's something about your name. Josh Ross. Stethoscope. I have to slow down to say it. Can we give you J. Ross?
J.R. is my nickname.
Okay.
That's easier.
Way easier.
If you struggle to say it, there's no way I'm going to be in a
Let's hear it.
Josh Ross.
You said so fast.
Josh Ross. Welcome.
Let's see. There we go. What's going on?
I love the new song, Single Again. How many breakups do you think you've inspired?
I'm trying not to. I mean, that song was just more of me like trying to be with somebody that I never get the chance with, but I think I probably helped hopefully people through some breakups and through the music. Or I've known somebody actually that told me they're single again. We have a merch and it says single again on. Somebody actually told me that their friend went to break up with somebody and they were wearing the hat. Oh. It says single again on.
Here's your sign.
So.
Well, yeah, because listening to that, I was like, ooh, if I'm like the female in that, and you have that like maybe doubt in the back of your mind, like, yep, that's right. I'm not with the right one. I'm going to go try and be with this guy.
Yeah, there you go. Never know.
You're killing the music scene, man, but you were a big-time football player.
I dabbled in football, yes.
Western Kentucky. Is it fair to say, would you be here right now if injuries didn't derail your football career?
I feel like I'm here for the reason I'm supposed to be, and I loved football, but I think for a lot of years I was starting to kind of fall out of love with the sport just through injuries and
frustrations,
exactly. So I think I'm here for the right reason, or I would have found this somehow.
Well, speaking of injuries, I don't know if you saw, but Kid Cudi was here at Coachella and broke his foot because he jumped off of the stage.
Broke his leg.
You're not planning on doing anything crazy, are you?
I'm not planning on breaking my leg.
Okay.
when they say go break a leg, that's like a good luck thing, but sometimes it's literal. So.
But sometimes like the adrenaline, the crowd, do you feel that? You almost tend to do this crazy stuff?
You don't do things you normally do.
We saw that you opened up for Nickelback. Do you think they get all, like, they deserve all the hate they get? Or, like, tell us a good story about Nickelback.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Nickelback fan. I could understand why people got frustrated with Nickelback back in the day. And it's because they were everywhere and every station was playing it. And there was a lot of Nickelback, which I think, you know, is a thing that happens when, you know, you're on top of the world. For them, it was the rock world. And, you know, people got to say negative things. And but I was very fortunate. I played over 50 shows with them last year. And learned a lot from them. Really just great group of people. Chad, incredibly, is kind of like taking me under his wing and taught me a lot of great things. And I got nothing but great things to say about the whole entire band. So
it's incredible you got to open for them. If you could open for any country artist on the planet, who would it be?
Oh, that's so tough. I don't know if I could. Dead or alive?
Let's say alive.
Alive? I've always been a huge Morgan fan, even before, you know, I know that sounds very typical, but I was the person showing everybody whiskey glasses when it came out, and that was just me as a fan. I wasn't even really doing music at that time, so that's something that's always bucket list for me. And then I'm lucky that, you know, I got to share the stage with Bailey Zimmerman. We're on tour right now. That's somebody, you know, that I just really love and enjoy being out with. And Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett would be bucket list for me too. Kane Brown, those are all kind of people that inspired me as I was starting music.
Okay, I got to ask you just a total chick question, because I was scrolling through your Instagram last night. You have great hair, but you're always wearing a hat. Why?
I'm a hat guy. It's like I get up in the morning, first thing I want to do is put a hat on. Probably because I only want to get up 5 minutes before I leave the house. But I save it for special occasions, I guess.
You're lucky. I got told if I wear a hat, my hair won't grow back.
Okay.
So I can't exactly
It's a myth. I was told that is a myth.
See?
I'm telling you.
You're good.
I hope so.
I saw the picture of your face in Times Square. Where's the weirdest place you've seen yourself or heard your music that you're like, oh God, that's me?
I mean, just even little stuff, like a couple weeks ago I was sitting at the airport and I just ordered breakfast and one of my songs, A2 and Jack, played, and I was like, this is kind of weird. I'm sitting there eating breakfast. You know? And nobody knows. I'm just like sitting there alone and it's really awesome. It's quiet in the morning. But yeah, I don't know. A face on stuff, definitely billboards is odd, or just certain things that kind of catch you off guard, I think is it's best when I don't know and then I see something, I'm like, oh, wow, that's interesting.
Makes it better.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you at a concert? Is there one thing in mind from a fan or anything?
Fans have weird requests sometimes. It's a good thing, though. It means, you know, they really love the stuff. But, yeah, they ask you to sign all sorts of things and give you all sorts of things. And,
you've made it.
The dating and the can we get married and all that. It's awesome, though. So I'm figuring all that stuff out. So I definitely am inspired by the fans.
Well, we're stoked to see you, Josh Ross. Hey. Have a great show. Don't break a leg.
Thank you so much. Not break a leg. See y'all.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.